State Village and Young RJ. I'm from the release called The Art Project, Your Own Project, Your Own Droog. From you, we heard Care Plan featuring Yasin Bey, the artist formerly known as Mos Def. Then Jadakiss, I know he's been around for a while, but just this track back from 20 Illuminati, where he's featured on released from Killing That. Then we have Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist. Came out later part of 2025. Alfredo, 1995. De La Soul, the legendary De La Soul, put out a release called Cabin. We heard Sunny Storms, Mass Appeal, the label. Gina with Circle, Rochelle with the Boy from her new release called Through the Wild. We heard From Nowhere, that was the Thunder, featuring Thundercat and the Knowledge remix. And I kind of just need to remix everything like that. That would make me very happy. Jiggle called Bad Heart, starting that set off. My name is Milo Grant. You've been listening to Bunker. Thank you so much. This is WREV FM Burlington. And support for WREV comes from Foam Brewers, a craft brewery and live music venue on the Burlington waterfront. In addition to serving a constant rotator Foam host performance, constant rotator Foam host performances from local and national touring artists, more on upcoming shows and beer offerings at foam.com. That's foambrewers.com. Thank you again for being here with us evening. We do appreciate you. Cultural Bunker, Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m.
Are you listening to WREV? Are you listening to WREV FM Burlington? It was Radio Lyceum. We're here from 8 to 10. It's a talk show, people, on Friday night. Yes, with a horse throat. Right now, listening in the background is a friend P Mix from 2012, May. One of my favorite artists out there. So this week we're going to start out with contemporary philosophers, more philosophers, and his the lost art of democratic debate. It's kind of fitting. And then we're going into talking about, or we diving into a mindscape. We diving into a mindscape episode about him. That's pretty much two things we have lined up for this week. And every week we usually kind of cover topics that broadly cover topics around sociology, philosophy, history, social science, humanities, humanist kind of. As always, the number here is 656-439-9 if you were to call us up on the warm line over here. If you're looking at the phone, I could potentially tell you might pick up the phone. You can also instant message the chat bot that we have on our website at wrev.org. This is the chat, wrev.org. This is the chat bot you can chat. And most of the time that works. See him, as I said. My name is James, by the way. Name, talk show host name. James Harvey Stewart is the full name. Someday I'll give you an explanation of what that means, but we'll get right into it. WREV FM Burlington. WREV FM Burlington. And there'll be DJs on after me, so we'll be no mixing beforehand. There'll be no mixing afterwards. Unless they don't show up, and then who knows? We might throw some stuff down. All right. WREV FM Burlington. Yeah, and a little late being on the mic. Me and I were just talking about movie theater moving in. Sounds very exciting. A little space afterwards. People can chat about the movie. That's super cool. So keep on listening to WREV FM Burlington. That's the last thing I had to say about that.
One thing the world needs, one thing this country needs, one thing this country desperately is a better way of conducting our political debates. We need to the lost art of democratic argument. If you think about the arguments we have, it's shouting matches on cable television, ideological on the floor of Congress. I have a suggestion. The arguments we have these days over health care, over bonuses and buried, over the gap between rich and poor, over affirmative action, marriage, lying just beneath the surface of those arguments raging on all sides are big questions of justice. But we too rarely articulate and defend and argue about those big ones in our politics. So what I would like to do today is have something of a discussion. First, let me take a philosopher who wrote about those questions of justice and morality, give you a very short on Aristotle of ancient Athens, Aristotle's theory of justice, and have a discussion to see whether Aristotle's ideas actually inform the way we think and argue about questions today. So you ready for the
Just to give you a context, this was this is a TED Talk from 2012. From 2010, so 16 years ago. So it gives you an idea. It's a different time. And Michael Sandel's also come to the university. He was here in November. I won't get into why I missed that, but I pointed about missing him coming to UVM. I was very excited. Let's get back into him talking about the lost art of democratic debate.
According to Aristotle, justice people what they deserve. That's it. That's the Now you may say, well, that's obvious enough. Begin when it comes to arguing about who deserves what and why. Take the example of flutes, distributing who should get the best ones. Who should get the best flute? You can just call it out. At random, you would do it by lottery or by the end of the hall to get them. Who else?
Best flute players.
The best flute? Best flute players. The worst flute players. Say the best flute players. Why? The best flute, actually that was there too. But here's a harder question. Why do you think, voted this way, that the best flutes should go to the best flute players?
Who's
the greatest benefit to all? We'll hear better music if the best flute players. That's Peter?
Peter.
Well, it's a good reason. We'll all be better off played rather than terrible music. Peter, Aristotle doesn't agree with you that's all right. Aristotle had a different reason for saying the best flutes should go to the best flute players. That's what flutes are for, to be played well. He says that to reason about just distribution of a thing, we have to reason about and sometimes argue of the thing or of the social activity, in this case musical performance. And the essential nature of music is to produce excellent music, a product that will all benefit. When we think about justice, Aristotle says, what we think about is the essential nature of the activity in question and that are worth honoring and admiring, and the reasons that the best flute players should get the best flutes performance is not only to make the rest of us happy, but to honor but to honor and recognize the excellence of the best musicians. Of the best musicians. Now, the distribution of flutes may seem a trivial case. Let's take a contemporary example of a dispute about, it had to do with golf. Casey Martin, a few years ago, did any of you hear about him? A good golfer, but he had a disability. He had a bad leg, a circ that made it very for him to walk. In fact, it carried risk of injury. He asked the professional golf for permission in the PGA tournaments. They said no. Fair advantage. He sued, and his case to the Supreme Court, believe it or not, the case over the golf cart. Because the disabled must be provided the accommodation does not change the essential nature of the activity. He says, I'm a great golfer, but I need a golf cart to get from one hole to the next. You were on the Supreme Court. Suppose you were deciding of this case. How many here would say that Casey Martin to use a golf cart? And how many say he doesn't? Oh, show of hands. How many would rule in favor of Casey Martin? And how many would not? How many would say he doesn't have? All right, we have an opinion here. Grant Casey Martin the right to a golf reason. Raise your hand and we'll try to get you a microphone. What would be your reason? Be an unfair advantage if he had a golf cart. All right, those of you, I imagine most of you give him the golf cart, worry advantage. What about those of you who say he should? How would you answer the objection? Yes, all right. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie says, we'll get Charlie a microphone in case someone wants to reply. All right, tell us, Charlie, why say he should be able to use a golf cart?
The cart's not.
But what about walking from hole to hole?
It doesn't matter. It's not part of the game.
Walking the course?
It's not part of the game.
Walking the course is not part of?
Not in my opinion.
All right, stay there, Charlie. Who has an answer? All right, who has an answer for Charlie? What would you say?
The endurance element is part of the game.
Walking all those holes. That's part of golf.
Absolutely.
What's your name? Warren. Charlie, what do you say to Warren?
I'll stick to my original thesis.
Warren, are you a golfer?
And I am.
In the lower court, golfing greats to testify on this very issue is walking the course game, and they brought in Arnold Palmer. They all said, yes, they agreed with Warren. Yes, walking the course is strenuous physical exercise. The fatigue factor is an important part. And so it would change the nature of the game to give him the golf cart. Notice something interesting. I should tell you how the Supreme Court decided. What do you suppose they said? They said yeah, that Casey Martin must be provided a golf cart. Seven to two. What was interesting about their ruling, about the discussion we've just had, is that the discussion about the justice of the matter, figuring out what is the essential. And the Supreme Court justices wrestled with that question. And justice writing for the majority said he had read all about the essential to get a very small ball from one place into a hole. Folks, is possible. And that walking was not as full. Now, there were two dissenters, Justice Scalia. he wouldn't have granted. And he had a very interesting, it's interesting because he rejected the Aristotelian premise underlying the majority's opinion. He said it's not possible to the essential nature of a game like golf, here's how, to say that something is essential is ordinarily to say that it is necessary to the achievement of a certain, but since it is the very nature of a game to have no object except the that is what games from productive activity. It's quite impossible to say that any arbitrary rules is a. So Justice Scalia taking on the Aristotelian premise opinion. Opinion is questionable for two reasons. First, no one would talk that way. If we thought of the sports we care about are merely arbitrary, designed to call forth the virtues and the excellences are worthy of admiring come of the game. It's also objection ground. On the face of this debate about the golf cart, an argument about fairness, advantage. But if fairness were the only thing, there would have been an easy and obvious solution. What would it be? Let ride in a golf cart. Then the fairness objection goes away. But letting everyone ride in would have been, I suspect, more anathema to the golfing greats, PGA, even than making an exception for Casey Martin. Because what was at stake in the dispute was not only the essential nature of golf, but relatedly, what abilities are worthy and recognition as athletic talents. Let me put the point delicately as possible. Golfers are a game. After all, there's no running or jumping. Ball stands still. So if golfing is the kind of game that can be played while riding around, it would be hard to confer on the golfing.